We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Nicole!
Wow, wow, wow. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
My crown fell out. My temporary crown fell right out of my head. I said this to you. Maybe I didn't say this to you. I never had dental problems until I started going to the dentist. Besides crunching on that French fry that broke my tooth out of my head, I was doing just fine.
Yeah, it's like helping your teeth is actually hurting you.
It really is. It's really incredible. And last night we went to dinner with the two people I was with who I cracked my tooth with. And I didn't. This happened like 6 months ago. And I was like talking about my teeth. And I was like, I cracked it with you. And Gracie was like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, you guys were talking and I was munching. And then I was like, I think my tooth fell out. And I didn't say anything. I put it in my bra and I called Sashir and I said, my tooth fell out. So
I still don't know why you didn't tell them when it happened. You're friends with them.
I guess I was like embarrassed that my teeth were falling out. Wouldn't you be embarrassed if your teeth were falling out in public and it wasn't a dream? It was real life and teeth were falling right out of your head.
Yeah. I guess I would be embarrassed, but I think I would be like, uh-oh. I don't know. It's such a crazy thing. I'm like, I need attention. I need medical attention.
No, I slipped it right into my bra, put it right into a Ziploc bag, and it is still in my purse.
Yeah. Get it out of there.
I don't think it's ever going to leave my purse this year. I think it's part of my purse.
Won't it get stinky?
It's in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think the smell is trapped.
Yeah, it's impenetrable.
I walk into a room and people are like, what is that? Oh, it's Nicole and her rotted tooth.
No. Her rancid tooth.
I bit into a frozen piece of watermelon last night and it shocked my whole system. My teeth are different. They're different teeth now.
They've changed. Your teeth have changed.
They've betrayed me. I used to be able to chomp into anything ice cold. Chomp, chomp. And I'd be fine. I'd enjoy it even. And now, hurts.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's not your fault unless you're the one who is the dentist.
Yeah, I'm the one chipping away at your caps as you sleep.
I would be devastated if I woke up one day and my mouth was open and you were like straddling me in my mouth. I would wake up and I would say, hey, I have questions. I think I'm angry.
But mostly confused.
But mostly confused. How did you get in?
No, I would never.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really needed that reassurance.
No problem.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
One time I accidentally used my man's toothbrush and it was pretty upsetting for everybody involved.
I'm not involved. I'm not like
and
nowhere
upset,
close
yes.
to being involved, and I'm pretty upset about it. Doesn't like is his toothbrush not like blue for boys?
I can't remember what our toothbrushes looked like at the time, but maybe it was like one was like turquoise green and the other was like seafoam green or something like that. It's like slightly different. And yeah, I just confidently picked it up, started brushing my teeth, and then midway through was like, oh no.
Did it taste different than your toothbrush?
It did not. I just saw my toothbrush not in my mouth and I was like, this is not right.
And then what did you say to him?
I said, I brushed my teeth with your toothbrush.
And then what did he say?
He said, ew.
I mean, ew. Grounds for dismissal. I may have been like, you have to get out of my house and my life.
I mean, like, it should be fine because it's like we've kissed, you know, our saliva is already swapping.
Yeah, but like, hopefully the way you're kissing isn't like teeth and tongue to get, like, you know, like,
we're rubbing our teeth against each other. Isn't that how you kiss?
Yeah.
I just slide my teeth across his teeth.
It's like, uh-oh, so she's kissing. Clang, 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 clang. Just like little teeth sound. I just bought a new toothbrush. This is the hard-hitting content people come to our podcast for. It's an Oral-B toothbrush. Okay, here's the thing. I never liked those little brush heads. I've always been a big brush head bitch, okay?
Sure.
You know, get more teeth. Get more teeth at once.
That's my motto.
Get more teeth for your brush.
Oh, God, yes. More teeth for your brush. But then the ADA, the American Dental Association, they recommended this little brush head because it brushes your like tooth individually or whatever.
Oh.
And but here's the thing.
Yeah.
My dentist said Quip's no good.
But I still use Quip.
I have a Quip. But I also have my Oral-B $300 toothbrush.
It's $300?
Oral-B
did you get?
I might be
There's
lying.
No way.
I might be lying. I think I'm lying.
Did you get a special gold platinum?
Oral-B? No, it was $249.
What?
I got the Oral-B Series 8. Oh my God, they have a Series 9? Series...
You didn't even get the latest one?
I'm so upset. So it's a rechargeable electric toothbrush. I got it in violet ametrine. And
okay.
And I'm so embarrassed I didn't get the latest and greatest. But it is recommended by the American Dental Association.
But wait, what did your dentist say about Quip?
She was like, what you need is like the brush heads that twist, that spin or whatever, and Quip just vibrates. So you need the spinning around the tooth.
But I guess that actually makes sense because when I've gotten cleanings, they do use that spinny thing on the teeth whenever they put that car polish on your teeth. I feel like I'm in my car getting washed when they like put polish on it and then they use a little spinner to scrub each individual tooth. But I guess that's what that Oral-B looks like.
Yeah. And I gotta say, I like it, but makes me feel kind of stupid because it is pretty intense and I'll be brushing my teeth and like foaming at the mouth because there's so much happening and it like kind of dribbles out. And I'm like, do I not know how to brush my teeth? And I make a mess so I can't like brush my teeth anymore in my like clothes that I'm going out in. I think I got a toothbrush bib. It goes everywhere this year. And then sometimes I can't get a handle on the power button and I'll take it out of my mouth while it's still spinning and it goes everywhere. And whoa. I got toothpaste all over my hand. It was just like little dots and I didn't clock it till I was outside and I was like, do I have freckles now? And I was like, this is toothpaste. But will the people know? And then I had to put lotion on. Mm-hmm. It was a whole I'm having a tooth journey.
This sounds like a... This toothbrush sounds too powerful.
It's very powerful.
It's just making you foam at the mouth.
It's moving so fast.
Seems wrong.
And then I got a water pick. Have you ever water picked?
I actually used to water pick, and I can't remember why I stopped. Oh, I used to do that when I had braces to like get it out of my out of the wire, and also out of my teeth.
I have a permanent retainer in the back mm-hmm. of my mouth or the back of my teeth, back of the lowers. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking mm-hmm. know. But she was like, "You gotta get a water pick." So I bought me a water pick. No one told me how powerful it was. Not one person said, "Nicole, wear your glasses, shield your eyes. If that stream of water hits your eyeball, you're going to cry." Because to turn it on, they tell you to turn it up to a 10. And I didn't think about, and I think it did say point it towards the sink, and maybe your good friend got distracted. She turned it on. Oh. It shot right into my eye.
Oh my God.
And I screamed and screamed. And you think, I've been swimming before. Water in the eyes, fine. Mm. Not last night, friend. It hurt more than I can tell you. I had trouble falling asleep. I cried a little, which caused more water to happen.
Yeah.
It was just, I'm having a real tooth. I'm like crying thinking about it. I'm having a real tooth crisis.
I'm so sorry.
Why do we have to take care of our teeth? Why do we have to do anything? Why can't we just live?
Because they gotta stay in our head so we can eat. You saw what happened when you didn't take care of them. Your tooth fell out.
My tooth fell out eating a French fry, one of the softest foods you could have.
And see, if you maybe took care of it before then, it wouldn't have done that. And you could handle a fry.
How was I supposed to know this was going to happen? Nobody tells you if you don't take care of your teeth, they're all going to fall out. Oh, maybe they do when you're a kid.
They really do.
They sure do. It's like the number one thing. They're like, don't eat a lot of candy. Your teeth fall right out of your head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You don't have crowns, right? You just have like good, nice teeth that you take care of.
No, I don't have good, nice teeth.
You don't, but they're good and nice to me.
Thank you. Aesthetically pleasing. Very mm-hmm. weak.
Weak.
They're just like sensitive to cold. Mm-hmm. I will be like, I took care of my teeth. I brushed all the time. I was flossing. This dentist is going to be so impressed. And then I show up and they're like, you have 5 cavities. And I'm like, what? Why? Mm. What happened? Mm. I haven't had a cavity in a while, but also haven't been to the dentist in a while. So,
Sashir, as a dear friend, I'm going to say you got to go. You got to go. You got to get the teeth booked. You got to get it cleaned.
I got to get it. I just haven't found anyone in L.A. yet.
I like my dentist, I think.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so I've learned I have an extra nerve in my mouth that has to be numbed or else I feel all the pain. And a couple dentists have been like, you're numb already. You shouldn't feel it. And I'm like, but I do. And then she came in and she was like, oh, yeah, you're one of those special people. You got extra nerves.
You're special.
Yeah, I'm also special because I only had 3 wisdom teeth, not 4. My body said, can't grow nothing else. The growing stops here.
We can't be too wise.
Oh, no. Is that why I'm the way I am? I don't have all the wisdom.
If only you had your 4th wisdom tooth.
My life would be that much easier.
No, you're wise.
Hey, thank you. I really do appreciate that.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Can I tell you about a problem, another issue in my life?
Please.
I keep buying stuff.
Oh yeah, what'd you buy?
A purple jumpsuit from Target that don't fit right. A purple jumpsuit from Lucy and Yak that don't fit right. A maroon and purple jumpsuit from Target that don't fit right. A sweater from Farm Rio that's going to be overnighted to me for $25 because I was like, I need it tomorrow. And I don't need, I'm not going anywhere tomorrow, but I was like, I want it. I bought a jumpsuit that's leopard print, but it's not the fabric that I want. It's too stretchy and I think it's not going to be comfortable. I just keep buying stuff. It's bad.
Dang. Maybe whenever you feel the urge to shop, maybe you should go to the farthest part of your closet and see if there's anything back there that you would like.
Go shopping in my own home.
Yeah, I've kind of been doing that. I just pulled out a jacket I haven't seen in years, and I love it. And I was like, I'm going to wear this around. And now I've been wearing it for like all the whole week.
That's such a good idea. We went axe throwing, and I was looking for a jacket to wear, and I was like, what about this red one with a sequin car on it? This is Hollywood.
It's good. It's a good jacket.
Thank you. I wore that with my bright orange patent leather Skecher roadie shoes. And I said, she's stomping around. Maybe I will do that. Yeah, I don't need anything new.
Yeah, you got so much stuff. It'll feel new because you haven't seen it in a few years.
You are right. Yes, sister.
That axe throwing experience was interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would even try it again. You saw the first time I threw. Oh my God. There was a big axe and a little axe. Uh-huh. I threw the little axe and it was fine. I threw the big axe and the lady who was coaching us was like, you know, just throw it really hard. And I threw it really hard and it bounced off the wall and came flying towards my ankles. And it didn't hit me. I moved, but I was stunned. And the lady's like, are you okay? And I was like, I mean, I'm not hit, but I'm not okay.
It was, I understand, frightening. From my point of view, maybe one of the funniest things I've ever seen. You threw an axe. The axe literally boomeranged back at you. You stepped aside, put on your coat and bag. And I was like, are you getting out of here? Are you done? And you're like, I'm getting a hot dog. And you left to go get a hot dog. And it was very funny.
Well, I already knew in my mind that I was going to get a hot dog after I learned how to throw this axe, because the place that we went to didn't have any food. Mm-hmm. And the place next door that had food was a hot dog place. Conveniently, I wasn't going to seek this out. And also they close at like 9. Uh-huh. And I wanted to make sure I got there before they close. So I was going to leave anyway, but it was funny timing that I almost stabbed myself with an axe, and then I was like, time to go.
I need a hot dog. And it was funny because Michael went in with you and was like, oh, the way they kept asking Sashir if she wanted sugar on her hot dog. And she kept cocking her head and being like, huh, no. It was just a quick succession of events that made me laugh really hard. But you were like, what is happening?
I was confused the whole time. I was like, why is it possible for me to hurt myself so easily with the axe? And then I go to the hot dog place and they're like, and I guess it was like, I guess it was like a style of Korean hot dog or something, or like corn dog. And they're like, do you want sugar on that? And I was like, I would never have thought that was an option. no, thank you. And then I got a second hot dog and they're like, would you like sugar on that? And I was like, you're making it sound like this is common. I'm so confused. But I guess like, I don't know. I guess you can get sugar on different.
Yeah, I think sometimes people fuck with like the savory sweet thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your axe name? Because we had to come up with axe names.
Let me ask. Let me axe. That's
yes. What it was. Which I thought was great. We had someone who was the Axe Street Boys. Mm-hmm. My friend Evan was Axe to Mouth.
Oh, that was really good.
What was that? Very good. What was your man?
Axelrod.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what Meatball was. Or Michael. Axe. I was big, fat, black axe. And the person teaching us didn't laugh. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to knock her down. I was like, this is funny. Because axe, ass. I have it. It's mine. And I...
I have it. It's mine.
And she
maybe
she
was just worried because she was like, I don't want to repeat this.
Oh, maybe.
Just like, there's a couple words in there I'm not feeling comfortable saying.
Fair. I think I liked it. I like throwing it. Like, it's fun to throw an axe.
I was like, we were actually really terrified of you throwing because your windup was so scary looking. You like whipped it back behind you and then threw it forward. And every time you whipped back, everyone like dodged and ducked because we were like, we don't know if it's going to come back towards us.
It was nuts. I threw it and then I turned around and there was no one behind me. Everyone was like on like very far away on the side. And I was like, but I'm good. I think I'm good at this.
No, you were good at it. It looked scary. We were just like, yeah, girl, you got it. Yeah, that's awesome.
Boy, oh boy. I had gone to Chili's beforehand. I was full of skillet queso and molten chocolate cake. Also, I had just watched a couple break up. I'm 100% sure they were breaking up because they weren't really speaking. She kept going, I don't understand. I really just don't understand. And then they shared a fajita, then he put his arms around her and she leaned away and then was like eating the fajita as he was like staring at the TV saying things and she was shaking her head.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, but maybe it's a first date. My friend Evan was like, no, they're definitely breaking up. And then I was like, go ask them if it's a first date. He's like, I can't. Because if they look at me and they're like, we're actually breaking up. He's like, I don't know how I'll live my life.
Ooh, God.
I felt bad. Who goes to Chili's to break up? That's one of the happiest places on earth.
You're ruining everyone's experience.
You're ruining my good time at Chili's.
I think it's rude to break up with someone during a meal. Are you kidding me? Now I have to finish my food and pay, and like wrap up and pay the bill while I'm crying? No.
Yeah. I broke up with someone over food or drink, and then we had to pay the bill and then wait at the valet together.
Ooh.
And it was maybe one of the most uncomfortable moments of my life.
God, yeah.
So I was like, what are you doing later? And they said, crying. And I said, you can't do that.
You said you can't do that?
Yeah, I said, you can't say that. You can't. That's illegal.
Well, they're sad. They got broken up with.
I guess. Can't do that.
This guy asked me to brunch and then walked me, like we took a long stroll through the park and then he walked me back to my place and then was like, yeah, I don't think we should see each other anymore. And I was like, what the fuck was all this? Why did I spend hours of my day with you? What?
That's wild. You can't that is wild. Do that.
You took me on a full day date.
Yeah.
And then was like, I don't know.
Maybe they were like, this is my last attempt to like be with this person. I don't know.
Or like, maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe just be like, we can be friends. I still enjoy this person's company.
I guess it is really hard to break up with somebody.
Yeah, there's just no right
way
to do it.
There's no good way. Yeah. Because like, how would you want to be broken up with? Someone just going, I think I would want like a really long monologue. So then at the end I could go, wait, do you like not want to see me anymore? Like, wait, what is this? Are you breaking up with me? I think that's what I will want.
I don't know what I'd want. Yeah, I guess there is no right way to receive a breakup because you won't want it to just be a text or a phone call. Even in person sucks. And when you do it in person, it's like, when do you do it?
I figured it out. A letter. Because by the time the letter gets to the person, they text you and go, oh my God, did you send me a letter? You block them. You fall off the face of the planet so they can't ask questions.
Yes, that's bad.
Yes, okay. That's bad.
So you write a letter and then you don't block them or anything. And then like, you then are like, at the end of the letter, you're like, okay, questions and queries, let me know. You can send them to this email. I guess there's no good way.
What if you write them a letter and then it gets lost in the mail? And you're like, did you get anything in the mail recently? And they're like, no. You're still dating.
Then that's the universe telling you you're stuck.
Whoa. What if you change your mind by the time that the letter gets to them? You then can't, like, unsend it.
You've entered a rom-com. You have to infiltrate the post office.
Glitter!
You have to start stalking the postal workers. Who then fight you because they're like, we're being stalked!
You try to defund the post office.
Yeah, you run for office to defund the post office. And
so
this is
that
all
someone
happening.
Doesn't get a breakup letter.
This is all happening over the course of 3 days. And it's like, babe, you've changed. I don't want to see you. And you're like,
Like, all you do is care about the post office.
You don't care about me anymore. All right, someone write it up.
Let's make that happen.
Write it up. Going postal, that's the name of it.
Whoa. Yes. I
love it too. You know what I don't love? I have like a whisker on my chin.
Ooh, okay. She's an anamorph.
It's really upsetting.
Kimmy heard it. You didn't hear it.
I did hear it. You called me an animorph. And it made me really upset. I was animorphing to a goat.
Was there like an assigned animal to each person? Was it like based on their personality? How did each person know what animal they were going to be?
Yeah, Kimmy, can you look up the Animorph series?
And was that ever a show or just books?
I think it was just books, or it was a show turned into books. I know it was not books turned into a show. Surely not that, but maybe.
Why not? Goosebumps is books turned into a show.
Oh, yeah, I guess, and a movie. I used to read R.L. Stine's Fear Street books.
I did too.
I loved them.
Yeah, me too.
I also loved Sweet Valley High and The Babysitter's Club.
No, I didn't read those.
You didn't read Sweet Valley High?
Mm-mm.
You didn't read about Jessica and the other one?
Mm-mm.
Elizabeth, that's her name. Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield. The series was incredible. I don't know where I can stream it currently, though.
Dang.
Kimmy, I'll need you to get on that.
I'm just still trying to figure out what the heck an animorph is, let me tell you.
Oh. Mm. Real quick, Kimmy, I love this outfit. It is giving me very, very like, clueless vibes. It's really good. Like it.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that.
Okay, so for our listeners, this is not a visual medium, and we understand. So Kimmy is wearing a black mesh shirt over or under?
Under.
Under. Under.
Is it a dress?
It's under a dress. This is an Old Navy, like, gingham dress.
Oh,
cute.
It's really cute. I love it. Yes.
Always trying to be 90s, you know?
I mean, I love the 90s. The early aughts fashions are back. Did you know that's what you call the 2000s? The aughts? I didn't know.
Because of that Alanis Morissette song?
You are now. That song that came out in the 90s is all about the 2000s.
Are we sure it came out in the 90s?
No.
Okay.
It's another thing for Kimmy to get on. The list is getting thick.
Sorry, it's getting long.
Sorry about it. So we call the 2000 to 2010s the aughts, and then do we call them the 10s? And we're in the 20s now?
Whoa.
God, we're in the 20s, and it's nothing like the old 20s. No prohibition.
Definitely not as much racism.
Yeah, where's all the racism? There's no flappers.
No bootlegging.
No short hair.
Yeah, no short hair at all. No one has short hair.
As you sit here bald headed and I sit here with a teeny tiny afro. Nobody has short hair in the 20s.
A lot of people ask. Terry came over today and did shave my hair down a little bit more for press today. And maybe I just don't see a lot of people. I don't know. But I felt like more than usual, people were like, whoa, your head's shaved. Do you shave your head yourself? Like, and men being like, whoa, your head's shaved. And I was just like, yeah. Yeah, well, shaved, and sometimes I shave it myself. I didn't shave it today, but sometimes I do it myself. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And then there was like no follow-up after that. But
I think it's just like a bold look. And I think women with bald or female identifying people with bald heads, I think are, it's a choice. It's like a strong choice where a lot of people are married to their hair and their hair means something, where you're just like, no, this is meaningless and who fucking cares?
Mm-hmm. It does feel good. Now that I've done it, I'm like, why hasn't it been this way the whole time?
I liked having a shaved head, but I also really like having hair and I like watching it grow. It's been fun and I've been taking care of it for once in my life. A mutual friend of ours yesterday was like, I didn't even recognize this year. Tall and bald.
Tall and bald.
That made me laugh very hard.
Wait, who said that?
Eliza.
Oh, it was funny. Yes, she didn't recognize me. I walked up right up to her and she was like, oh, hi.
Yeah, it's funny. I like you with a shaved head. It looks so nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I like it.
Um, But I also really like you with hair. Versatile head is what you are.
She has a versatile head. This head cannot be bound.
No, this head cannot be bound by anything. Although I do want to see you with like long, straight hair. And I know like pictures exist, but I'd like to see it in person. Don't know why.
I've had long straight hair since I was 19. I guess 18 maybe. But yeah, I wonder. I've definitely worn wigs that were long and straight.
What's the longest you've ever had your hair? Like your natural hair?
I think that was when I was like 8 or something. Oh. And my hair was like, there's like a picture of me where it's like long and wild and it looks like it's maybe to my armpit or something.
Wow.
But then my mom couldn't handle it in that state. And then she permed it and then it started falling out.
Perms. Not for me. Yeah. I begged my mom for a perm. My sister has such nice, thick hair. My hair is thin, not thick, but it's also nice.
And that's nice.
Yeah, it's just different.
What does your sister do to her hair? Does she perm it?
No. Hers is all natural. She does a lot. She's got like a whole bin of shit that she like massages in and like oils. And she keeps it in 2-strand twists for the most part. She doesn't really let it out. But yeah, it's just like really long. I think it's probably past her shoulders at this point. But I'm always like, what's the point of retaining the length if you're never going to let it be free?
But also, she will one day, and it'll be life. Glorious.
You know what? I can't wait for my sister to let her hair down and get fucking wild. Get so fucking lit and shit. Wait, Kimmy, did you discover anything? I can't even remember what we asked you to look at.
Yeah.
Number one, Animorphs. Basically, the main characters of that book series stumbled across this alien spaceship and were given the technology where basically any animal they touch, they can morph into it for up to 2 hours. But if they stayed longer than 2 hours, they would then turn into that thing permanently, which is really hard. You can't go back to your normal shape. So that's how they morph. They just have to have touched. They have to have the DNA of that animal.
Sorry.
Oh, keep going. No, you keep going.
Do you keep time when you're like a armadillo?
Yeah. Do you still have a watch?
Yeah. That's crazy. Interesting. Okay.
Also, I feel like they were turning into animals that like we wouldn't have access to, like a rhino,
like an armadillo.
Where are you gonna get that?
The zoo, I guess.
Oh, they're just sneaking into the zoo.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Next, number two, Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know came out in 1995.
Oh, it is the 90s. Okay.
She's a prophet telling us about the future.
The aughts are coming.
And you ought to know the aughts are coming. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
No, number three, Sweet Valley High is not officially streaming anywhere, but I did find a YouTube link where they have all the seasons and I emailed it to you, Nicole. Wow. So you can watch it on YouTube. Wow. And apparently the team behind, I believe it's either the team behind Gossip Girl is making a reboot of Sweet Valley High. It was announced December 2021. So should be happening.
Wow. I really hope they get a set of twins as charismatic as the ones who played the original Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield in the Sweet Valley High original series, whose names escape me, but one of them was in White Chicks. And one of their names is Brittany.
Murphy.
No!
Spears.
No!
Brittany Elizabeth Spears. And Jessica Wakefield?
That's their names on the show. Or, like, on the series.
The actresses' names?
The actresses' names are Brittany and...
Cynthia.
And then what's their
Cynthia
last name?
Cynthia Daniels. Brittany and Cynthia Daniels.
The Daniels twins. Brittany has continued acting, where Cynthia, I think, has retired.
Okay. All right.
I know so much about these people that nobody else seems to know about.
I can't say that.
Big fan over here.
Yeah.
One of them was on a show called The Game for a while.
Oh, do you remember which one?
Oh, not Cynthia, Brittany. Because I really think Cynthia retired rather early. Maybe even after Sweet Valley High.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she did.
Probably after.
I think so. She married.
Okay, and Kimmy, and Kimmy, you're muted. Kimmy, you're muted.
I believe she did. And then she married an actor / other personality. And I think he's still working. So I think she's just at home.
Wow. All right. Well, Cynthia, if you're at home, let me know.
Let me know if you're at home.
Is that a weird thing to say to somebody?
Just are you asking, do you actually want her to let you know if she's working?
Give me a yes or no. Are you at home?
Are you at home?
That's all I need to know.
I don't need to know what you're doing.
Are you at home?
If you're at home. Sounds like, are you going to rob her?
I just need to know. Are you at home? That's it. That's all the information I need.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we answer the queries of the world?
Let's do it.
Or do a quiz.
Queries.
Whoa, she's sleepy. She yawns.
How are you not sleepy?
Over when dost yonder break? That's, I think, a Shakespeare quote. I don't think it's over window, though. Doth window break over yonder? I don't know. I'm exhausted. I woke up at 9 a.m. and was like, this can't be. I can't do this. John Millheiser dropped off my animal. He babysat him for the weekend because I was in and out of doing shit. And he dropped him off at 9 a.m. And I very sleepily opened the door so Clyde could get in my bed. And then I was like, I think I have to take a nap. And then I woke up at noon 12,
mm-hmm.
because I kept getting text messages. And I was like, oh, my God. I have to get up. And I did it. I'm up. She's awake. I'm exhausted.
Good job.
Thank you. What time did you wake up? You had press today?
I did. I woke up at 7.
Lord Jesus, there's a fire. That's too early.
It's too early.
My God. No, thank you.
I'm tired. Yeah, I was yawning the whole time. I was getting makeup done. And I was like, I can't believe I have to do more stuff.
Oh, God. We're just getting old. I don't know how people do it.
No, thanks.
I don't want it.
I want to sleep all the time.
I want to sleep all the dang time.
Mm-hmm. But then sometimes I try to sleep when I'm tired and it won't happen.
That is a thing that happens constantly to me.
Sucks.
Where I'm like, all right, like my eyes are drooping. I'm not making mm-hmm. sense anymore. And then mm-hmm. I get into bed and I'm like, deepa deepa boppy da da, gotta do it all. Get out yeah. of your head. Get. Last night I cleaned until about 3 a.m., maybe 4:30 in the morning. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I got home, I think, at midnight from dinner.
Sure did, yeah. And then I stayed awake.
Whoa.
And was just like, gotta clean the house. You gotta put things away. You better wiggle around in your bed. Get right out and fold your clothes. Yeah, I don't know.
Whoa.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Okay, let's solve people's problems.
This one's a little bit of a three-parter, so I'm going to just break it up and pause in between each section, and you can respond to each section. Sound good?
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sasir. Hi, Kimmy on the keys, Jordan in the booth. I'm calling because of, well, two things. The first thing, I know you ladies recently went on a trip to Mexico and had fun. I just want to let you know about the eggs, because in other countries, they leave the eggs outside of the refrigerator, because the eggs have something called bloom on them. So it's a protective coating that protects the eggs from bacteria, parasites, things like that. But in America, after the chicken hatch the eggs, they wash them. So that's why the protective coating is gone. And then they put them in the refrigerator because the eggs would spoil without the protective coating. But usually in other countries, the protective coating, the bloom, lasts like 14 days, like 2 weeks. So that's why a lot of other countries, they don't wash their eggs until right before they use them. That's why you see them on the counter or just in the aisles in the stores, because they still have the protective coating, the bloom on them.
Whoa, wait. So
why
is it like they come
fucking eggs?
The bloom comes out of the chicken?
Yeah, it's like a natural thing. When the chickens lay the eggs, they have this natural coating on them that protects it from parasites. It's to protect the baby egg, the baby chicken, so the egg has time to grow without getting infected of anything.
Whoa. Interesting.
And then we watch it because we're like, ew, yucky, placenta, nasty chicken juice.
Well, does it last longer in a refrigerator? No.
I don't think necessarily it does. I think basically if you wash off the bloom, it has to be refrigerated. And if you don't wash off the bloom, that like your doesn't, it doesn't need to be in the refrigerator. It lasts like 2-3 weeks. And most eggs usually last 2-4 weeks.
So like, did fucking Amerigo's Biscucci or whatever his name and Christopher Columbus come over here and be like, we're going to do everything different. You know, like we're going to fucking get over here and move all the people who live here away, refrigerate eggs and do Fahrenheit instead of Celsius and fucking cups and shit instead of fucking kilograms and quarts. We need gallons. Like what happened? Why is everything different here?
I don't know.
It's really frustrating.
It's very frustrating. It'd be nice.
I want my chicken eggs on the counter. I
Me
want
too.
Celsius. I want fluid ounces. Oh, wait, do we do fluid ounces?
Mm-hmm.
We do fluid ounces here?
We do, yeah.
I don't want fluid ounces. I want something else. I don't know.
Something else.
What's the other measurement of liquid in the rest of the world?
I don't know.
Milliliters.
I want milliliters. Kilometers. Mm-hmm. Give me meters. Well, who
What's
do I write
the
letter
question?
To? Can Biden fix this?
I don't know if it's up to him.
Can Joe Biden fix this?
Hey, Joe Biden.
Okay, yeah, let's finish the question.
Nicole, I know you know a lot of drag queens. First of all, sorry that this message is so long. I know that you know a lot of drag queens. I am also a little fatty, and I have all these boots that I have that I want to give away or sell, but I don't know where to send them to or who to send them to. And I've tried Poshmark. It's very complicated. You have to like promote your stuff within the thing and join someone else's thing. It's too much. If you know some plus size drag queens with wide calves, I have like wide calves. I would love to sell them or give them, or I don't know wherever to send them.
I mean, she would have to like give an email address or something, and then like maybe an Instagram account to like be like, here are the boots. But also just donate them to Goodwill or something. Mm-hmm. Donate them to what kind of boots are these? Wide calf boot, like just normal boots? Are they stripper boots? What kind of boots?
She made it sound like they would be something a drag queen would be interested in.
Yeah, but I'm like, but wide calf? Like, that to me seems like a lady's boot.
Well, I guess you specified wide calf because sometimes men have big calves. So if they're looking for a knee-high boot, and if it's a woman's boot, sometimes women's boots aren't wide.
You're right. I'm being very, like, binary in my thinking. I'm like, most drag queens just wear pleasers, which are, like, stripper boots or stripper shoes, and they're, like, lace. So, like, they mm-hmm. doesn't matter if it's a wide calf. But, yeah, maybe these are fun drag queeny boots. Yeah,
I don't think, is that the Closet national?
I don't know if Out of the Closet is national, but there's a ton here in Los Angeles. I would just, yeah, give them to a Goodwill or something, and then some fun person will find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, donate. Or go to a drag show, and as they're performing, scream, do you want these boots?
Instead of throwing money, throw boots up there.
Yeah, boots! Solved.
My best friend is being married. She's out of state. And there are bridesmaids, well, all the bridal party, I don't know anyone except for my best friend who is getting married. And I'm also very nervous because I'm a little fatty, and I'm not sure what kind of dresses she's getting for the bridesmaids, and she already told me that it's going to be uniform, not where we can pick out our own style or something that, like, we know fits or shapes our body. It's all going to be the same. And this wedding is happening in California, which also makes me extra nervous. I'm in New York, so I just want to know what advice you would.
So she got cut off. She left a second message that basically just reiterates she's nervous. She doesn't know how to talk to her friend about it. The person who's helping the friend choose the dresses is a thin person. She doesn't want to step on her friend's wedding day, but she's really nervous about what this looks like, and she wants help knowing what to do or how to handle this.
I think instead of going to your friend with it, because, you know, planning a wedding is very hard and it's stressful and it's her day, the person who's helping her pick out the dresses just be like, hey, I have just for my comfort, I don't know what kind of body you have, if it's like bigger breasts or something. I think you're well within your means to be like, hey, I can't really wear anything like too like low cut or whatever, otherwise my titties fall out. And then if you're worried about like sleeveless, I mean it's your comfort. You can always like ask for maybe a cap sleeve or something. But maybe this will be fun and interesting and an adventure of you wearing something that you didn't think you would wear. But I would bring it up because if your friend wants it to be uniformed, they need to pick dresses from a place that goes up to your size. And yeah. If they don't pick up something that goes up to your size, you will then be in a dress different than everybody else. So mm-hmm. I think you do need to bring it up.
I wonder why people would even pick, would even want that, would even want all their bridesmaids to be in the exact same dress. Because I've seen people have like the same color mm-hmm. and then it's up to the bridesmaids to pick a dress that looks good on them that is that color. I yeah. think that's nice.
Yeah, every wedding I've been in, that's what I've had to do.
Just pick a dress in the color.
Yeah, pick a dress in the color and the length.
It's yeah, because like, everyone's body's different. Mm-hmm. Even if you're the same size, you might your proportions might be different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one cut might not look as good on one person as it does another person.
Yeah. I wonder what but these yeah. dresses look like.
Well, she doesn't even know.
Yeah.
I would say bring it up earlier before than yes. later. So yes. that people have time to think about this. Because maybe mm-hmm. if it is a thing where the person who's looking for dresses is like, man, this is hard. You know, like, mm-hmm. it's hard trying to find a dress that I like that's also going to go up to this size. Uh-huh. Maybe we should find different styles and have the same color. And then she can bring it up to the friend.
Yeah. I think it's like, use this person helping as the middleman to navigate mm-hmm. this. But yes, please bring it up. Sooner than later.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh,
ooh,
an email.
Email.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir and Kimmy and Jordan. So many exclamation points. So I graduated high school. That explains the... Oh, no, wait. Okay, I was going to say that explains the exclamation points. Almost 10 years ago. Never mind. And I had a few friends, but when we graduated, we all faded apart. Just the normal thing where everyone goes to college and we move on. There was one girl who was different from the friend group, though. She would send me holiday mail every year, but it was always super random. Like one year I would get a Christmas card and the next would just be Valentine's Day card. We did not talk otherwise, not since the day we graduated high school. Right before the pandemic hit, though, she asked me to get a drink. So I thought, fuck it, and I met up with her. When I met with her, she talked to me as if we had graduated high school the day before. She was telling me the most personal things about her relationship with her boyfriend, including but not limited to her sex life.
After we hung out that night, COVID hit and everything shut down. I've barely talked to her since we hung out. However, she still hits me up to get drinks and go out. I think she's a nice girl, but I don't feel as close to her as she feels to me. I also feel like we have nothing in common. Tonight she called me while I was on the phone with another friend. You know, a friend I talk to regularly. Oh my God, that word. I texted her to ask what was up, and she asked me if I wanted to go to dinner with her and her family for her birthday. I fully have no idea what I'm doing to give her the idea that we are tight like this. I'm not trying to be mean to her, but I don't even feel like I know her or vice versa. What should I do about this? I do not want to rebuild a friendship with her. Okay, love you guys. This is my favorite podcast. I look forward to new episodes every week. I hope you have an amazing day, and I hope Nicole gets the man or woman of her dreams this year. Thank you. That's a kind wish.
This person sounds lonely.
Yeah.
And probably doesn't have any close friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And or maybe this person's just like this.
Yeah. Maybe they're like that with everybody. It sounds like you, I mean, it does not sound like you have said, I do not want to rebuild a friendship with her. So I do think this is tough. I would be so sad if someone was like, I don't want to be your fucking friend. Send her a letter and just outline everything you're feeling in that letter. And then change your phone number and never speak to her again.
Jordan, Kimmy,
do you have any ideas? Tough.
This is a tough one, and I agree with you, Sashir, that it just sounds like this person is lonely and doesn't have a lot of friends. And the nice thing about this person is that this person did reach out to you first to hang out with you.
so they think something of you. But if you do not want to be friends with them, I feel like I would just send a text and be like, hey, like, I know we were friends back in high school, but like, I just think we've drifted apart. Like, thank you so much for reaching out to me again and sending me these nice cards. But I'm very content and happy with where my life is at now. And I don't want to.
Jordan!
I don't know. Because it's weird, because you almost. It's like.
I'm happy. I have a nice fucking life. And it doesn't include you. Get out of my life.
That's the hard part. If this was me, and I have had people do this in the past, so like I have gone to dinners, but it's always been like a one-off thing. It's never been they continuously text me or call me. It's always been like, hey, this was great. See you in like 2 years. It's never been like a continuous thing. The way that like I was reading the email felt like you're trying to break up with this this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to do that, especially if this person hasn't been mean or malicious. Yeah, they might be a really big oversharer, and that might just be who they are as a person. But I just think if you keep being like, no, I don't want to hang out. No, I'm too busy. This person should eventually get the picture of like, okay, they really don't want to hang out with me. But some people are clueless. And if you notice the first time hanging out with them that they're like, oh, it's like we're back in high school, they're probably clueless and don't realize that you do not want to continue hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it's like the next time you hang out with them, be like, hey, this is you're telling me a lot of information for we don't really talk that often. I don't know, actually. Okay, take her to Chili's, pick a fight with her, share a fajita, dump her.
And she's just like, I don't understand.
Kimmy, do you have real advice?
I think I would first, like, I really appreciate what you guys said. Think about this person with some sympathy, not just annoyance first. And be like, yeah, I bet they are a little lonely or this is going on. And maybe not. Maybe they're just kind of an awkward person. You guys don't jive. But think about them with sympathy first. And then I would encourage, really think about, what do you actually want? Is it to truly not be their friend at all? Then, yeah, I think Jordan's answer of just like, say, I can't, I'm too busy. You can be polite and civil without being cruel and just say no. But if you're like, you know what, I could do, this person seems lonely, I could do once every 3-4 months a drinks, or I could do once a year a dinner. You can text this person and say, hey, so it's really kind of you to keep reaching out. The truth is I'm in a busy, really busy season right now. And I don't really have a lot of bandwidth to be the kind of friend I feel like you're looking for. So in like 3, 4, 5 months, I might have a tiny bit more time. Feel free to reach out then. But I'm going to be honest right now, I don't really have a lot of space. And I don't think this is anything about that person. And it's also being really honest about where you're at. You don't have to be this person's friend. And it doesn't mean you have to be cruel to them and trying to create space. Just be honest. I can't be the friend you need right now.
Damn, Kimmy. That was really good.
That's great.
Thanks, guys.
I don't have the bandwidth to be the kind of friend you need right now. That's so good.
That is really good.
Because it's not like putting it on them. It's just being like, I'm not available.
I can't do it. Yeah.
That's great. That's solved.
Good. Solved. Yeah, man. Fucking did it, dude. If you would like Kimmy to solve your problems, you can email nicoleandsashir@gmail.com. Or if you're trying to get to Kimmy, you can text or call 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And if you want to support Kimmy, we have a live show at Largo in Los Angeles on Sunday, April 3rd. Go to largo-la.com for tickets.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Kimmy. That's the easiest way to support Kimmy and the show.
All right. From Sashir, Nicole, Kimmy. That's it. No, I'm kidding. And Jordan.
And Jordan. Jordan in the booth.
Jordan in the booth, 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 booth. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great.
And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.